Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everyone. This is Barbara Calvano, and welcome to my 15-minute podcast today of the weekly Divine Guidance for this coming week. I will be back doing my one-hour show in May, but I'm pretty busy with this project that I'm working on, so I'm doing these shorter podcasts. I hope you're enjoying them. And again, Barbara Calvano, I am an angel intuitive, professional angel card reader, certified by Doreen Virtue and Radley Valentine, Robert Reeves, with other certifications, and also a life coach. I've taken over 30 years of courses here in the New York City area in personal development, and I bring that to my practice as a counselor, coach, teacher for you. And you can find out all about me and to book a session if you would like at my website, bcalvanocoaching.com. You can also contact me here on Blog Talk Radio, and I can answer any questions that you may have about my services. Quick announcement, this coming Sunday on the 23rd, I will be giving a talk, a one-hour presentation at the Wild Project in New York City on the Lower East Side, if you are in this tri-state area. And it is a talk about, it's called Doors of Perception, Angels and Art, and it's basically a journey of my life as an artist, someone who's always been able to draw and paint, and how it came to me following my intuition, and then what occurred along the way, how I was guided by the angels to make certain course corrections in my life so that I'm here to talk to you. So it's going to be slides. I have an art exhibit going on also there and would love to have you attend. So that information is at my website also at bcalvanocoaching.com. All right, so let's get started with the week. This week I was guided to use a deck I haven't used in a while. It's from James Von Prague, The Medium, and it's called Soul's Journey Lessons. And I feel that the world is in it right now. We just finished with the holidays and what really feels like the real beginning of 2017. You know, many of us cleansed and ended a lot of energies. We released a lot last year and it continued into the beginning of this year. And then we got like what's going on in our world. Then it affects our personal lives. So with that, we are asked to continue to stay focused, really stay focused. And you can channel all of the discontent, channel all the confusion, channel anything that's lower energies. If not giving it over to the angel, they'll just take it from you. There's no need to keep it in your body. And so with that, I was guided to use these cards, the Soul's Journey. The very first card, and as you see and look at the colors of these cards, any messages that may come up to you, just please add them to what you feel is the main guidance for the week. The overall guidance I'm really seeing is to let go of the past, continuation of what we always do if we're a spiritual light worker or walking the path of spirituality. The very first card is surrender. And the message is, I release my need to control. Wow. So I release my need to control. If you're able to really be with that, like no kidding, to learn how to surrender to anything that's happening that's not great in your life, you've got total empowerment with your spirit. Be able to give it over to a higher power, your God, goddess, consciousness of your own understanding will bring you a peace beyond your wildest dream. Surrender. It's not about accepting something that happened something bad that happened. It's about forgiving. So surrender brings in a lot of the other qualities to be able to just let go, let it go. Doesn't mean you make friends with the people that may have hurt you or betrayed you, but it's the ability to just let it go, like literally turn a page. And also by just giving it over to God, again, to God of your higher, of your understanding, surrender over to them, to her, to God, to Jesus, to Mary, to whoever you really connect with, to practice doing that. So that if you have a concern about money, about a relationship, about your health, you just learn to, like, by giving it over, you bring in faith and you bring in peace in your body. It is a practice. One of the things I really saw in the past week is that there's like this idea that doing spiritual work and doing the life of yoga and green juices and just trying to be healthy and all that is easy. It is way more harder to do than to do the other, which is to be unconscious. It's really easy to be unconscious. It's painful, but it's really easy to be unconscious. You know, I've been there. There's just no responsibility. There's real no doing. You kind of just kind of park all your emotions in your body and you either do things so you don't feel your feelings. It's easy, but the end result is that it's painful. So surrender is with us this week to give us the extra energy that we can do. We can actually release your need to control that thing that you're kind of like really obsessed about right now. Then the next card is indecision. Interesting. I use all my intuition in all aspects of my life. Now, we're always being guided. I talk about this a lot. We're always receiving messages, especially if you've asked for guidance from your angels. Now, it's only a matter of paying attention and then taking an action. There is a process to this. There is no magic wand. Again, boy, the angels are really loud saying, it is rigorous work with discipline. But the flip side of it is unlimited energy. You know, I'm 63 years old. I keep getting more energy and I'm not doing anything really, really super fancy with supplements or I'm just following the guidance of like when I need to rest, when I need to drink water, when I need to say no to certain people, when I need quiet time, the things that I need to do to stay focused. So indecision can rob you of your whole life if you stay in that place of indecision. A place of no deciding, no choice. So if we stay in indecision, you can see what happens. Nothing. There's no growth. So I'm really here today to support you in recognizing where do you have indecision right now. You can use all your intuition in all aspects of your life. So you can make a choice. And it's better to make a wrong choice, but at least you're moving in the direction of what you dream of. Don't wait. Don't wait for everything to line up. And then the next message is relationships. I am attracted to those people serve my higher good. Now, you will have relationships come and go in your life. And how do you know you're done with the lesson is that you will find certain relationships kind of fade into the background. Nothing major may happen, but you may be growing. Your vibration may be increasing, meaning you're accepting more light in your body and in your life. If you're really conscious and aware, you're fluid, you're changing all the time, but trying to hold on to something that no longer works for you is where you get back into the other area of being indecision. You'll be confused. If you really want to create in your life, that's part of being connected to the angels. That's what I'm talking about on Sunday. Being a creative person is being a creator, acting as a creator. And by doing so, you make choices. Creating is basically a lot of choices. Choose, 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 choose versus don't. So relationships, take a look right now. There may be some relationships in your life you feel that mostly you may be getting new people in your life. And that's an aspect that you've created this space. You've created a clearing that new energy can come in. The angels are really saying today that in order to be happy, you need to accept yourself as a fluid, transforming, changing body, person. Your spirit's always the same. Your spirit is pure consciousness. It desires to be unlimited. So if we can move with that, kind of like dancing with it, breathing with the changes may be telling you, you need to find a different type of work to bring in an income right now. You need to find a different person who respects you more. You need to let go of the people who, when you hang out with them, you find yourself unfocused and feeling yucky. The yucky words for hangover or just feeling like not physically great, right? You want to find the people that make you feel good. And that's available right now. So, you know, we start with surrender. We turn over that. I don't have the answers to everything. Angels and God are going to be around you to help you. Indecision, make some choices that you've been procrastinating with. And now with relationships, accept that there is new people, new persons coming into your life that want to help you, that want to play with you, that want to participate with you in your personal life, in your business. There's so much beautiful energy out there. But if we're only focused on the past, we're not going to be able to see any of it. And then we have guilt. And the guilt message is, I release any beliefs that no longer assist in my soul's growth. This is really, really good. Guilt. You know, we can even feel guilty about wanting more. You know, when we see all the horrible things happening to the children and babies in the other parts of the world right now, and we feel guilty that we want more than just having our food and our shelter met. But here's the deal. We are in a position that if we allow ourselves to be more empowered with our resources, we can share that with others. And you don't have to have a lot to share your resources with others. Sometimes your resource may be your mouth, your words, you know, your mind. And sometimes it will be money and finances. But the more you know that you are someone who can make a difference, regardless of where you're at, you don't have to feel guilty. Guilty goes back to that other card about indecision. Guilt will stop us if we hold on to the guilt. Here, the energy of fear has many guises to complicate your path to loving yourself. Guilt is the most devious because it is a wolf in sheep's clothing. It is a self-imposed emotion that pretends to be instructive and enlightening. Now, guilt is not always rational, but if you examine it subjectively, act on it, and release it, temporary emotion. Long-held guilty feelings are never good and will create a roadblock to self-love and happiness. You must continually scan your current emotions for any guilty feelings and bring them to the surface for analysis. Healthy guilt is a warning that action should be taken. Irrational guilt needs to be released. So it's an interesting week after the holidays of being introspective, you know, wanting to just be, if you can be rigorously honest with yourself, and that's the key, your access to your empowerment, to your power. Can you be honest? And by doing so, there's no one yelling at you or, you know, condemning you. It's only your self-imposed belief in your mind, something from the past, and the guilt of maybe not having done something already. But so what? You can do it today. This is the week of empowerment. So I just want to thank you so much for listening today. If you'd like to contact me for a personal session, please do so at my website, B. Calvano Coaching. I wish you a very, very blessed week. Namaste.